The 10th Shir HaMa'alot, Mizmor Kuf Kaf Tet, Psalm 129, opens with the exclamation, Rabbat Tziraruni min Ne'urai Omar Na Yisrael, Rabbat Tziraruni min Ne'urai Gam Lo Yachluli. Since my youth have they often attacked me, declares Israel. Since my youth have they often attacked me, but they have never overpowered me. Israel in this Mizmor is the victim not of a one-time incidental assault, but an ongoing series of attacks over many years. Accordingly, the injury sustained by Israel is not described as a wound, but is compared to the long path created by farmers plowing a field. Al gabi harshu horshim herichu lema'anitam. Plowmen plowed across my back, they made long furrows. The identity of the enemy is not mentioned, but the identity of Israel's strength is made very clear. Hashem tzaddik kitzetz avot reshaim. Hashem, the righteous one, has snapped the cord of the wicked. So Psalm 129, much like Psalm 124, tells a story of ongoing hatred and enmity against Israel by the hands of faceless adversaries, and if not for Hashem's steadfast protection, their evil would triumph. Our Mizmor, though, gives these enemies a title, Yevoshu v'yisogu achor kol sonei Tzion. Let all haters of Zion fall back in disgrace. Amazingly, more than 2,000 years ago, the Hebrew Bible already coined a generic term for habitual enemies of Israel, Sonei Tzion, haters of Zion. The final three verses of the psalm wish for the quick disappearance of the haters of Zion. In the course of these verses, though, we are afforded an example of how good-natured passers-by would greet strangers in the field. Birkat Hashem Aleichem, Beirachnu Etchem B'Shem Hashem. The blessing of Hashem be upon you, we bless you in the name of Hashem. This form of greeting reminds us of Tehillim 118:26, Baruch Haba B'Shem Hashem, Beirachnuchem Mibeit Hashem. May he who enters be blessed in the name of Hashem, we bless you from the house of Hashem. It also resembles Boaz's greeting in Ruth 2:4, when he joined his harvesters in the field. Vayomer lakotzerim Hashem immachem, vayomer ulo yivarchecha Hashem. He greeted the reapers, Hashem be with you, and they responded, may Hashem bless you. Our formal Hebrew greeting today, Shalom Aleichem, is not found in the Bible. What we find here is that in ancient Israel, greetings included a blessing in God's name. Indeed, this is precisely what is found in various ancient letters and inscriptions from the First Temple period unearthed by archaeologists in Israel. One of the frequent forms of salutation in these letters is Berachticha LaHashem.